Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 2nd of September. Bangkok Airways has acknowledged a data breach leading to unauthorized and unlawful access to its information system. It apologized to customers in a statement saying it was deeply sorry for the worry and inconvenience that this malicious incident has caused. The airline said information including names, phone numbers, email addresses, passport information, past travel histories, and partial credit card information was compromised. It didn't say how many customers are impacted, as it is still conducting an investigation into the attack. It comes as the Lockbit ransomware group threatened to release the personal data publicly. Sri Lanka is reopening for Indian travellers who are fully vaccinated, and there is a tempting offer up for grabs. Sri Lankan Airlines has introduced a buy one, get one free offer for Indian leisure travellers on their Colombo return tickets, and the offer will be open until the 31st of October. Indian travellers who are fully vaccinated can now easily travel to Sri Lanka without any quarantine, but first they'll be tested upon arrival. In the event the results come back positive, such a person will be taken to the healthcare centres that are run from hotels. Travellers who test negative for COVID will not have to quarantine, but essential COVID guidelines such as social distancing and hand sanitation must be followed at all times. The Capella Bangkok has expanded its accommodation options for guests with the opening of two veranda suites and six riverfront villas. The luxury hotel, which is perched on a bank on the Chao Phraya River in Thailand's vibrant capital city, opened on the 10th of October and now features 101 rooms, suites and villas, all of which boast unobstructed views of the Chao Phraya River. The new veranda suites, which are located on the hotel's third floor, offer 209 square meters of indoor and outdoor space that includes an intimate lounge, a jacuzzi plunge pool, and sweeping river views. In addition to the expansive outdoor terrace, the suites feature a separate living room and spacious bedroom with king-size bed and spa-like bathroom in travertine marble. The St. Lucia Tourism Authority has introduced a new option to the extended stay Live It program in response to travel trends and customer demand. Visitors can now embrace island life in St. Lucia with a multiple entry visa for up to 1 year. Through both options of the program, St. Lucia is inspiring travellers to immerse themselves in local culture while exploring the destination's natural beauty on an extended stay vacation or working remotely with ease. Visitors can independently plan their own extended visits, or their trip can be curated and customised with dedicated specialists that create a bespoke experience to work, play, sleep, and eat with the convenience of a dedicated local concierge. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.